Morning and welcome to our celebration today. This is Advent Sunday. During the days ahead, we will retell and rehear the familiar Christmas story for the first time, once again. Like actors preparing for a play, we rehearse our lines, but do we know the story? The world tells us so many different stories about Christmas. Here are a few. Clement Moore began his story, "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. Gene Autry sang his, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Jimmy Stewart experienced his in It's a Wonderful Life. Tim Keller says, even people who are not practicing Christians think they are familiar with the story of the Nativity. Every Christmas, displays of baby Jesus resting in a manger decorate lawns and churchyards, and songs about shepherds and angels fill the air. Yet, despite the abundance of these Christian references in popular culture, how many of us have examined the hard edges of this biblical story? This Christmas, with COVID-19, it's not quite the Christmas we were expecting, is it? In fact, we're unsure what we're expecting. You know, it was the same 2,000 years ago. This Advent Sunday, we think of an Advent God, but we must go back to him as the beginning God. And it's very clear that something had gone wrong. From the beginning of Genesis, the love of God no longer ruled the heart of man. This is fundamental to understanding Christmas. And even though man didn't allow the love of God to rule, it didn't signal the end of the love in the heart of man. We've never been stopped of having the capacity to love. The question is, what love rules your heart? It's Advent's most important question. We need to come to a point where we decide what we have settled for in our hearts. At the deepest level, you're made for love. And you will either love God or you will love yourself. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 15 says, and he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. You see, the thing that always replaces the love of God and sadly the betrayal of who he is the love of self. You and I will find a way to insert ourselves into the center of our world. Not unexpected. But what is unexpected is how God dealt with it. We have Christmas because God spoke a promise. He looked at Satan and said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall crush your head, and you shall crush his heel. One day, someone would come to crush the devil, darkness, and death, and make everything new again. This is what Advent is all about. The unexpected was about to happen. Yes, God was grieved by the betrayal of his creation, but was even more motivated by a greater love. Instead of sending further calamities to blot us out, he planned to restore, redeem us, giving us hope again. That's the unexpected Christmas story. Christmas is about hope coming. That's why the angels sang these glorious songs. That's why the shepherds were so surprised to see the baby. That's why the wise men came to worship. Hope had come in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this Advent season, don't search for hope in yourself, your situations, your circumstances, or even your relationships. True hope will never be found horizontally. True hope comes down. It has already come, and his name is Jesus. So this unexpected news, this unexpected story, God chooses the unexpected. God is in the business of surprising us over and over again. Scripture is filled with God showing up in the most unlooked for places and the most unlikeliest of people. People have encountered the God of wonder in bushes that burn, donkeys that talk, raging whirlwinds, pillars of fire. God has come of amazing on tops of mountains, at wells in the noonday sun, or breakfast on the beach. No matter how often we look for God in the familiar places, God will somehow be revealed in the unexpected. Maybe here today, maybe right now where you are, God comes. God came down, born in a stable cave among the animals in a remote village 2,000 years ago. Jesus did not come where people expected him, and he may not come now where we expect him. I hope you're ready. But notice how the news broke. Angels told shepherds. Isn't that strange? I find that very strange. Expect something widespread. Screen and high definition, shouting from the mountaintops or the streets of Jerusalem, wake up and hear the news. Yet God's intention was to send first to the poor shepherds the message of Jesus' birth. They were the migrant labourers of the first century Palestine, borderline social outcasts, religiously unclean, led to believe they're not good enough for God. They were loners. It was to these workers of the fields that God's message of the birth of Christ came first. They were the first to arrive at the manger and see, as it said in our text in John 1, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How unexpected. Yet how amazing his story continues to have such impact. No fanfare, no fireworks, no finery for the baby, no rulers, kings to welcome the Messiah. Instead, the poor, the marginalized, the outcast attend the birth of the baby God. They still do. Why? In the unexpectedness, they're accepted. You're accepted, my dear friends. You're accepted by him. For the advent of Christ, Bethlehem was a small town, insignificant in comparison to the bigger cities. In the Message Bible, in Micah 5, Bethlehem is referred to as the runt of the litter. Why would God choose to come to earth in such an unimportant location? Not the most worthy birthplace for the King of Kings. The thing is, God has never been interested in the world's definition of greatness, of wealth, of fame, of popularity, of power. None of these are noteworthy to God. Paul told the church at Corinth, God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. He selects the foolish, the weak, and the nobodies to shame the somebodies. What he can do in someone's life is not limited by their earthly status. Hallelujah. Bethlehem was the runt of the litter, yet they beheld his glory that first Christmas Eve when God established it as a place for his son, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So unexpected. God chooses the weak to show his strength. God has always been in the business of calling and choosing unexpected people to fulfill a great mission. Moses is chosen to go to Pharaoh to free the Israelites. God chooses David, a shepherd boy, to be the next king of Israel. Do you know what he said to Samuel? Man looks at the outward appearance, but God, I look at the heart. Often God will seek out the unexpected choice, the underdog, the unknowns, the people whom others might consider nobodies. Take Mary. As she sung in the Magnificat, he has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. Jesus' birth to an unwed teenage mother in a backwater town a little north of nowhere was perhaps God's biggest unexpected surprise of all. God's unexpected, low-key, casual arrival surprised the world in the extraordinary, ordinary birth of Jesus. And as we make our way once more with the shepherds and with the angels towards Bethlehem, we celebrate God's unexpected favour for the last, the lowest, and the least. At Christmas, we see God making the common holy, the mundane mighty, and the everyday extraordinary. We're called to revel in God's continued choice of the unexpected. So what about you? You know, I'm thrilled that God shuns the spectacular and prefers the ordinary. I'm one of them. In these painful and difficult days of COVID-19, these are the words of hope, my friends. God is the one who comes with his unexpected Advent choices. Wow. And he's come. And he's coming right now to where you are. You see, where Jesus' journey began did not determine what he could accomplish for the kingdom. And isn't the same with us? You see, it's for all of us. I have come. Whoever believes in me will not remain in darkness, John 12 says. The good news, so unexpectedly, is for you and me. His love, his joy, his peace, life is for all. Such goes deeper than any fear, any grief, sorrow or pain. I need and you need the reminder about the unexpectedness of God, how he breaks down the boxes we cram him into. We package him up, even in our own Christmas story. And yet, he surprises us. He's bigger and grander and far more unexpected than our wildest expectations. With COVID-19, we're probably thinking about the problems, the complications and the mess. Yet the promise of Christmas is that God will never give up on us. God's light will overcome whatever darkness we're in. God's love is stronger than whatever hate festers within or between us. Our God is at work in the hidden places of our hearts, creating his kingdom, a kingdom of love and of light and of peace and of justice, built from the inside out. It was Büchner that once said, "What keeps the wild hope of Christmas alive year after year in a world notorious for dashing all hopes is the haunting dream that the child who was born that day may yet be born again, even in us." You see, most unexpectedly, it's God himself. He comes, and he comes time and time and time again. Today is Advent Sunday. 2,000 years ago, God's kingdom that has always been broke into this world in a time when it was most needed. You see, at that time, there was political unrest. A failed revolution had taken place just a matter of months before Jesus was born. Jesus came at a time of real unrest to bring that hope. There was economic disparity. Jesus was born into a world where the gap between the rich and the poor was growing even wider. The tax burden was increasing. It exceeded 40% of a working man's income. There was moral confusion. People no longer knew what was right or wrong. The empire was disintegrating from the inside out. Today, life is filled with unexpected moments. So many things we didn't plan for or expect. Curveballs, painful stages, shocking revelations, unfair issues. When God chose to reveal his love for us, God didn't purchase a gift and give it to us like so many will do this Christmas. God became the gift. Baby God assumed the full likeness and expression of that very same hungry, lonely, sorrowful humanity that God wanted to save. He sent his son to be exposed to all the harsh realities of life in a fallen world, eventually dying in an unexpected way, the way of the cross. Mary didn't expect to be pregnant before she was married. Joseph didn't expect his chosen bride to be pregnant, least of all with God's son. The shepherds didn't expect to see a multitude of angels on the hillside. The Israelites didn't expect their long-awaited Messiah to be born in a stable. And in fact, very little of how he works in our lives is as we expect it to. In each and every unexpected moment, God has been there. What a glorious thought. What a thing to hold on to this Christmas. Join me in celebrating the unexpectedness of God's advent. It's part of the greatest story ever told. And see how the unexpected, the unplanned arrival of the newborn king changes everything. And he can do that in your heart and your life and my heart and my life today. Looking around at all our brokenness, the darkness, the despair, Jesus comes into this unexpected place and brings the comfort of his healing presence. And as we turn our gaze towards Christmas, we heard the story so often that we fail to see or share the unexpectedness of the surprise. Have we drained so much of the mystery from our own world that we are no longer able to be startled by the unexpectedness of God right where we are? Perhaps we fail to recognize Jesus in a touch of a hand, the beauty of a smile, the gentleness of a word of encouragement. Our lives, our communities, our world are filled with God's surprise if we just stop to recognize it. When we commonize the divine and stifle the mysterious, we leave little room for God to work in and through us. When the mystery of God is regimented, regulated, and relegated to be contained within four walls on any given Sunday, we cease to seek the surprise and unexpected of God breaking into our world right where we are. And yet, God can still find a way to get our attention and fill us with surprise. I love the way that Max Lucado describes the story. Forget any suggestion that Jesus was trapped. Erase any theory that Jesus made a miscalculation. Ignore any speculation that the cross was a last-ditch attempt to salvage a dying mission. Jesus died on purpose. No surprise, no hesitation, no faltering. No, the journey to Jerusalem didn't begin in Jericho. It didn't begin in Galilee. It didn't even begin in Bethlehem. The journey to the cross began long before, as the echo of the crunching of the fruit was still sounding in the garden. Jesus was leaving for Calvary. Perhaps you weren't expecting that. As people of God, we are called like Mary, like shepherds, to fall into the unexpected of God. We're called to let our lives and our hearts and our eyes be open for glimpses of the divine, so we may follow him and his way. God had been telling the world to expect a saviour for hundreds of years. When an angel told a virgin it was time, it was so unexpected, such shocking news. Yet, it changed the world forever. It's changed my world. You've been there. Oh, it's changed yours. When you're coasting along and suddenly your whole world gets flipped upon upside down, you feel like the last person God would choose. But in his overwhelming grace and love, he picks you. What do you do? Allow yourself to be amazed by him, which means there's no work, no ministry, no person beyond his compassionate reach. Let me say that again. Allow yourself to be amazed by him. There is no work, no ministry, no person beyond his compassionate reach. If we are to be interrupted by God this Christmas, like Mary and Joseph, it must risk stepping out in faith into his future, knowing that God is there waiting his unexpected surprise. This Christmas may have been unexpected, unscripted, unfamiliar, unfulfilled, but it doesn't have to be. Come to him again. Hear the unexpected news for you. God is more than our present space and time. Sometimes the eternal now breaks powerfully into our temporal now. When he does, he gives us certainty that allows us to rest in the mystery of all that he is. His amazing presence, his wonderful peace, a life-shattering power. And we can have it today. What unexpected news is that? May God grant us the wonder of it all again this Christmas for his glory.